Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're all very welcome to the show. I was chatting to our Armagh ladies footballer, Amy Mackin, last week. The interview was recorded before her move to the Melbourne Demons AFLW team. I did get to ask her about a potential move to the AFLW, but Amy gave me a politician's answer, we'll say. So we did get to talk about all things Armagh ahead of their league final against Laois. So I hope you enjoy the show. I'm delighted to be joined now by Armagh ladies footballer Amy Mackin. Amy, how's it going?
I'm all good. How are you?
Not too bad now, not too bad. So we're here for the launch of the 2023 Gaelic for Girls programme by Glenveagh. We're giving clubs the chance to win a training session with yourself or one of the three other ambassadors. So I seen one of the videos this morning you were doing around the world with them, Amy. It didn't look too simple now.
No, it was hard for me, never mind for the kids. But no, it's great to be involved again as an ambassador. And I suppose I've seen firsthand the work that Glenveagh and the LGFA do to promote ladies Gaelic football in small communities around Ireland. So it's great to be involved again, and it's a great programme for young girls.
Is it something coaching you've ever done before like that?
Yeah, we hosted the Gaelic for Girls programme at my own club a few years back. So I've sort of helped around my own club coaching with different age groups. So it's something I enjoy, especially I think this programme, just because like when we were doing it, we went around a lot of our local primary schools, and it was more to attract girls that aren't involved yet. So that was the good thing about it. So to see a few new faces at the club was great.
And is it something you've noticed maybe in general in Armagh that there is maybe more of an interest among young girls and more of an enthusiasm? I suppose maybe it's a bit more popular to play ladies football nowadays.
Yeah, it's actually something I was talking about recently to someone, just when the men's and the ladies' teams are doing well, you know, there's a bit of a buzz about the county, you know, which is great for the younger generation. And, you know, we probably had a few years there with both where there wasn't much going on, so it was a lot quieter, whereas now there's more of a buzz about it, and it's exciting for all the young kids. You see them out on the pitches after the matches, and it's just they're looking at the two teams as if they want to be out there playing too. So that's nice to see. And it'll only help Armagh grow, I suppose, in the future.
Definitely, yeah. Maybe mixed fortunes this week between the men's and the ladies team. You know that better than most, given your own siblings. But we'll start with the ladies. That was you've had a flawless league campaign really to date. So must be happy with how things are going.
Yeah, we're delighted. I suppose we've just set the tone at the start of the year to say that we're taking each game as it comes, and we've done that, and thankfully we're in a good position now. So we're into the league final, and that's where we wanted to be. It's up against a tough team like Laois, who we played in round five. So it was a very tough game. And, you know, they've been in Croke Park and won finals, so they're used to that. So it'll be an exciting game. We're all looking forward to it. So there's no better place to be when you're playing a final than in Croke Park.
Definitely not. Is it something, promotion, like, I think you've been in Division 2 since 2017. So is it something, and I know you've, the last 2 years, you've been knocked out at All-Ireland quarter-final stages, say. Is it something you feel maybe gaining promotion in the league is something that can help you make that step up in the championship as well, even?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just, you'll be playing, because we're playing senior championship teams in the championship. Obviously, it'd be ideal to play them in the league to get a good run out and just to help us develop more as players and as a team. But that's the same, Laois are thinking the exact same. So that's where it'll be tough in 2 weeks' time. But listen, we'll go out. The aim is to get promoted. We'll do our work over the next few weeks and give it our best shot. And, you know, anyone playing football, where you want to be is at the top level. And for us and for everyone in Division 2, the next level is Division 1. So that's our aim, and that's where we'll strive to get to.
There was one kind of disappointing piece of news, I suppose, over the weekend when in Division 2, the Cavan and Tyrone game was cancelled with the Cavan players going on strike. So is it something, like, it's obviously disappointing to see that. Is it something, like, you've come across in your own experiences, like the difficulties that they explained, or how have you found it?
To be honest, I don't know a lot about the situation in Cavan. I seen over the weekend that they didn't play, which is obviously, I feel sympathy for the players, because obviously as players you just want to play football, and obviously they didn't have that chance. So I'm not too sure about the specifics or the logistics around it. So I don't know too much. I suppose from my own county, we wouldn't have had an issue like that. So that's all I can speak about.
Okay, well, one thing they said was they look over at the lads and they kind of see, like, they see that the lads maybe get a small bit more than they do. And in your own house, you'd obviously have first-hand experience of seeing what the lads do and how they're treated. And, like, maybe there are small differences, and I suppose some of it is understandable. But is it ever, like, would you notice differences, or is it ever something that would, I suppose, frustrate you a small bit?
Not, and as I say, yeah, our household, we've got both sets, but no, for our ma, that's all I can speak about, is we've a pretty supportive county board. And yeah, like, as I say, we're out as much as the men's, we're training as much as the men's, and to be fair, our county board support us. I'm not too sure exactly, we don't talk all the time about what the men are getting, but from our ladies' perspective, our county board is very supportive of us, and we've great people around us.
So as we mentioned earlier, the two girls, yourself and Bláthain, would have been very happy the weekend. The two lads mightn't have been as happy after getting relegated. So it's a very busy house around this time of the year anyway.
Yeah, it was mixed emotions. We were sort of fortunate enough. We were on our way home from TIP, so we had a few hours on the bus to sort of let them settle at the house before we came in and spoil the party a bit. But no, obviously they were first, as soon as their match was over, they were looking to see how we get on, and they knew how important our match was. But yeah, it was a bit of a mixed emotions house. But yeah, we're all back at it training this week, so it's back to normal. They have different targets, obviously. They're back to championship now, so they'll be looking to move on and put another big performance in a few weeks against Antrim. So yeah, it'll be busy. The wash machine's busiest around this time.
Definitely. The parents be kept busy, definitely.
Yeah.
You mentioned the kind of the buzz around Armagh, and like, while the relegation for the lads might, like, it's disappointing in that sense, it is something that I think people even from outside Armagh have noticed, that there's a huge support for both clubs as well.
Yeah. Probably you see it more so at the away matches. You see the amount of travel, amount of supporters that travel. But yeah, I think everyone in Armagh, there's not too much else happens in Armagh other than football. So whenever there's a match, everyone in Armagh tries to get to it. But we be I know myself, without being part of the ladies' game, we'd be fully supportive of the boys' team. And we try to get to as many games as we can. And the boys are the exact same, to be fair. So it's great to be at that level. Obviously, there's fine margins now at the high level between winning and losing. I think that's where Armagh just came up a bit short. So they'll be looking to improve, and next year they'll be looking to get back up to promotion.
I just wanted to ask you about Bláthín. So she had, I seen you were actually down there in Australia when they won the grand final with Melbourne. So that must have been a great experience for the whole family, really.
Yeah, it was class. Myself, my brother, and my mum went out for the final, so it was unbelievable. I suppose when you're over here, you probably don't realise the significance of it. But to them, that's the equivalent of winning an All-Ireland, so it was massive. And for Sinead Goldrick as well, she was out there. So for two Irish girls to be on the team, you know, it was pretty special, and it'll be one memory that will stick with them, and it was a class experience to be out there and see it live.
And she won it in just, I think she was only down there 4 months. So
there's a wee bit of a slagging. Sinead Goldrick was saying she was there for 4 years and Brian was there for 4 months. They picked up the medal. So no, it was great, you know, the way they went on through the games. Obviously, we were watching Brian's team, Melbourne Demons. So the way they went through the campaign, you know, they were brilliant the whole way. So it was just icing on the cake whenever they won it.
Has she been trying to drag you down with her?
I know. It was a bit of crack around the house, but I'm just focusing on Armagh at the minute. So, yeah, no, it was a great experience getting out and seeing it.
Yeah, it is. It's especially this year, it's kind of taken off. There's girls heading down nearly very often. Is it something like... I suppose it's a great opportunity for girls, and especially when like Bláthín was playing at the weekend for Armagh, when you can mix it, it's probably suits that way.
Yeah, definitely. I think because the seasons sort of don't clash, it's great you can get to play county football, and then for the likes of Bláthín, she'll head back whenever the season's done. The only downfall is then you miss club football, which is obviously very important to us. We're having club in our club, but yeah, that's just probably the only downfall. Other than that, the two seasons work out sort of perfectly for each other.
Yeah, she'd definitely be a big loss on a club team anyway, I can imagine. Tough.
Yeah, definitely, especially in our club, you know, she's a massive part of our team, off the pitch and on the pitch. So, yeah, she's a miss, but we know she'll be back.
Yeah. So you mentioned how busy the house is there. I'd say growing up, could you even walk around the house with all the footballs around the place?
Yeah, there's a few broken windows at times from football matches in the kitchen or whatever. But no, it was great. Speaking earlier about that, actually, you probably don't realise the skills you're learning when you're just kicking about the house or outside the house. But, you know, you could be kicking the ball against the wall 100 times and you don't even realise you're practising. You know, it's just fun. My dad was heavily involved in GM, he would have took us everywhere, so we all got hooked, and that's it. We've competitive heads in us, so there's a few rows about the house when we were younger, but no, it was great fun, and we all look back and have fond memories of that.
Yeah, and I can only imagine when your brother is involved, they probably toughen you up as well.
Yeah, that's it. It was boys against girls majority of the time, and so me and Brian against Connor and Kieran. And it was just literally whatever was on the TV we were playing, whether it was Gaelic, when the rugby was on, we were out playing rugby, having scrums, and then tennis would be on. You'd imagine you're in Wimbledon, and that's just the way it was. We were always into sport, no matter what it was, and obviously because we were heavily involved in GAA, that was sort of where we got hooked, and yeah, it was fun, and that's what we loved.
Yeah, just thinking about it, like to have the four involved, the house must be nearly like a revolving door with so many going out and going training, and there's something on every night, I'd say.
Yeah, it's busy. We just bypass each other, you know. We were saying during COVID times, it was probably the only time we got to sit down and eat together, sit at the dinner table and eat. So we're back to normal now. It's just in and out. But no, it's great that I have Bláthín, and then obviously Kieran has Connor. So Our parents are fully supportive of us, and to be honest, we don't know what we'd be doing if we weren't involved. We'd be pretty bored, so it keeps us busy.
The LGFA came out recently, and it was a bit of a controversial one now, and there was lots of divided opinions on it when they came out and said they were committed to the inclusion of transgender players in the association. And I know World Athletics came out during the week, and they kind of were the opposite, saying that transgender people aren't allowed to compete in female athletics. What is your take on that?
To be honest, I wouldn't know enough about it, or I haven't read too much about it to know, to even base an opinion off anything. I suppose that's down to the people that's running the organisation, and I haven't, as I say, read too much into it to know what to make a comment about for a start, or what I'd be talking about. So probably be best that I don't speak about it when I don't know what it is.
You mentioned COVID times there, and I was talking to you before when you were just coming back from the cruise ship, actually, and you mentioned how one of the main things you focused on there was getting the right foot. So you're predominantly left footed. Is that one of the main things you focus on when you're sort of training yourself to try and get the right foot up to the same standard? Or what do you focus on, I suppose, when you go down to the field and practice?
Yeah, no, I'm still working on it. It's a work in progress, but I'm slowly getting more confident about turning on to my right foot. It's just to change it up, I suppose. You're always looking to improve, and for me, that's one thing that I definitely want to improve, and I'm still improving on. When I'm down in the pitch, shooting is the main priority that I'm trying to work on, because that's majority of the time that's the area I'm going to be in. So I like to be able to change it up, and the more confident I get in my right foot, it'll be easier to take it into matches then, hopefully, and just to become a bit more unpredictable.
Would you notice sometimes players' backs would be like trying to stay on your left side, and maybe you could take it away down the right then, or does it work out like that?
I suppose sometimes, yeah, you can hear sometimes on the sideline, maybe people shouting to go on the left, but if they do that, it's brilliant, because it'll open up an area maybe for someone else to come off my shoulder. So it's just about adapting, and I suppose I've had to adapt because that's the way it's been. So yeah, no, I don't mind it, because it's helping me get better as a footballer, and it's pushing me to get better. So I don't mind if they do want to focus on one side.
Yeah, and I suppose when you're out practicing yourself, something like that, just talking about the Gaelic for Girls thing, like when you're practicing yourself, you'd learn a lot, I suppose, about different things, and it maybe pop into your head that you could pass on to other people then when you get the chance.
Yeah, exactly. And I think myself, we would have watched a lot of footballers. Like, I always enjoyed watching Colin Cooper, and they're the type of players that you try to see, try to watch them doing certain things, or when they're in certain situations and how they get out of certain situations, like David Clifford as well. So you're always keeping an eye on them types of players to see if you can pick up any things yourself. And that's what I was doing when I was probably about 13, 14 years of age. I'm still doing it now. But yeah, if I can do that and any young player learns off me, it's great. And that's really the main aim, obviously, at the minute. Playing football is a priority, but whenever you're looking back, if I can influence young people, that's important too.
We were asking about soccer when you were last chatting to us as well. So have you played any since? Or?
No, I haven't. It's hard to get the time to. But no, I haven't come back. When I came back from a cruciate, so I decided I would just do the one sport. It was hard to do the two, with Gaelic getting so competitive, you can't slip up in your preparation. So I'm happy with my decision. So I'll stick with the Gaelic for another one.
Yeah, lovely. Listen, thanks a million for that, Amy, Gaelic for Girls ambassador, and all the details for that are on ladiesgaelic.ie. So best luck in the league final.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.